And then you'll be kona b'shini rishus. There'll be yush and shini rishus, as we've mentioned many, many times, that yush and shini rishus can be kona. But yush alone for the gazlan, Rav Huna's assuming he's not going to be kona. That's one day in the Gemara in Bava Kama that since Bisura Saliyah, either he caused the yush or he was nishaya b'hashava, the different approaches, the Ramban in Bava Metzia, Tosus in Bava Kama. So therefore, the yush is not going to be kona for the gazlan by himself. So Rashi explains that the problem for the Avankri is one of two possibilities. That either the Yush is not going to be Kone alone, so we want to make sure that there's a Yush and a Shini Rishus. Or the other problem is that even if Yush is Kone for the Gazlanim, it's still Mitzvah Baba Vera. Even if the Yush is going to be Kone, Yush Kadi is Kani. Even if we'll assume like that, even if we assume Bisuas Liadi is not a problem, it's still a Mitzvah Baba Vera. So therefore, Lachem is not going to help me. It is Lachem, it belongs to them, but it doesn't matter. The mitzvah is still going to be possible. These are the two approaches that Rashi gives. So we asked last time, Akasha of the Marshas, the other Achronim, but the Gemara continues to say, why is Rav Huna so concerned? He says there has to be Yush and Shini Rishus. Let the Akum cut it off, and then the Avankri are going to buy from the Akum, so they have Shini Rishus. There's a shini maisa, that lulav tzorech eged. So if you make an eged out of the lulav and the other minim, so there's a shini maisa there, they'll be kona b'shinoi. Gazlan is kona b'shinoi. Even if you assume that a gazlan isn't kona b'yush, it's b'suras l'yadah, but he's still kona b'shinoi. So frek the marshah, what is shini going to help me? Shinui just enables the gazlan to be kona, so now it's going to be lochem. It's going to belong to him, but it's still a mitzvah b'baver. It's a mitzvah b'baver. According to the second Shan and Rashi, that the problem is not lochem, the problem is mitzvah haba b'avera. So what's Shini Maisa going to accomplish? Shinu just enables the gazlan to be kone, because now that the chayfetz is not ka'en shagazel, so then the original kinyon gazela can kick in, because there's no chiyav hashava that's hanging over him. But if the problem over here is not lochem, but mitzvah haba b'avera, so what's Shini Maisa going to accomplish? So we gave two approaches, the Marsha and the Pnei Yoshua. I have two different approaches that we dwelled on yesterday. I'm not going to go back there. We had trouble with both of these approaches. It was hard. Pnei Yoshua also was difficult. The Pnei Yoshua focused on the whole Gemara. Rav Huna is concerned about whether the Avankri Mitzvah, why isn't he concerned about the Issek Zela? We keep on asking that kasha. So we dealt with that. That's the Pnei Yoshua. That it's only a Suffolk Gazel, it's a Chumra Ba'alma, and he tries to use that to explain the Rashi. It's a difficult Psham. But Emes, the simplest answer to this kasha is not the Pnei Yoshua, it's not the Marsha, it's the Piskei Rit. It's really the Piskei Rit. That's the simplest answer. What's the simplest answer to the kasha? Again, what's the kasha? What's Shini Maisa going to accomplish? It's a mitzvah b'baver. Even if it's lochem, it's a mitzvah b'baver anyway, so they're not going to be over to the mitzvah. What's the answer? The simplest answer is that it's not a mitzvah b'baver. Maybe Shini changes everything. Maybe Shini changes everything. That's what the Piskei Rid alludes to in the Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph quotes Machlokas Tanoim. What's the din of Sukkah Gzula? So there are two types of Sukkah Gzula. There's a Sukkah Hamatoltelis, that's Gzula, a Sukkah that can move, like it's Berosh Hagola, Berosh Hasfina. So that Sukkah Gzula, everyone holds that you can't be Yotze. Even the Chachamim, the Rebbe Lezer, hold that you can't be Yotze. L'chol l'mute Gzula, Chaga Sukkah Tas l'chol l'mute Gzula. So that Sukkah Gzula, you can't be Yotze. Rebbe Lezer and the Chacham have Machlokas. What happens if you have a Sukkah Gzula that's built into the Karka? It's Mechuba l'Karka. Can you be Yotze with that? Rebbe Lezer says no. He says Karka Nigzeles. Gemara says no matter what he holds. It's Sukkah Gzula or Sukkah Shula, but let's say Poshit. Rebbe Lezer holds Karka Nigzeles, we know that. That's the Gemara in Bava Kama, Kuf Yitzhak. Rebbe Lezer holds Karka Nigzeles, and he says, Lecha is not Lema'ute Sukkah Mitulteles. Lecha tells me that you need Lochem by Sukkah. Rebbe Lezer holds even Sukkah Shula you can't be Yotzi with, it's not Lochem. So he says, Avada, even if, since Karka Nigzeles, it doesn't belong to you, You throw your friend out of his sukkah. He built a sukkah. It's mechubal karka. You throw him out of the sukkah. It's a sukkah gzula, but it's mechubal karka. Rebbe Lezer says you can't be yotze. It's not lochem. And the chachamim say you can be yotze. Karka in an exelus. It's only a sukkah shu'ula. I mean, it's not really shu'ula. You're not borrowing it from the guy. It has a din shu'ula. Because there's no din gzula here, so it has to have a din shu'ula. The Chacham say you don't need lachem by sukkah, so therefore you can be yotzi with this sukkah. And that's the basic machlokas. Comes the Gemara that Flamin Aleph and says like this: Afal gozal eitzim esikach b'hen devirakol ein lo ela demei eitzim. But if gozal eitzim, let's say you steal the wood, you build the sukkah out of the wood, you steal wood for your schach. Steal wood, esikach b'hen devirakol ein lo ela demei eitzim. Even Rebbe Lezer, who assumes that you need lachem. And he says the karka nigzeles, that if you steal the karka, the dingzela will be chal, it's not going to be lachem. Even he says that if you steal metaltalim, steal the metaltalim, gozal eitzim, you steal the metaltalim, the sigeh bohem, and now you did a shinui, sigeh bohem, you did a shinui, ein lo ela demei eitzim bilvad, he only has to pay demei eitzim, takonas hashovim, he doesn't have to return the actual object, the takonas hashovim, the chazal, didn't want to make it difficult for people to do tshuva, so they say that if you do a shinui hachozer, even if you do a shinui that is reversible, you don't have to reverse it, you can just pay the damim, so that people will do tshuva and pay damim. Dr. Belezer, if it's a shinui, then you can be kone, and it'll be lochem, so you can be yotzeh. It's a sukkah gzula, right? You stole the eitzim. It's a sukkah gzula. But in this case, Rebbe Lezer admits that you can be yotzeh because you kone it. You kona the eitzim, midirabon, right? You kona the eitzim, you just have to pay damim. So therefore you're gonna be kona, it's lochem, and then you can be yotze. That's the gimma. Frechter read lochem von heimtis morgen. You kona it, great. It's lochem mitzvah babaver. It's gozel. You did an avera to be kona. It's lochem mitzvah babaver. How can you be yotze with this sukkah? Forget lochem. Lochem is not a problem in a chanami. It's docha mitzvah babaver. That's the kasha of the Piskei Rit. It's in the handout. Packet 9. If you have it, maybe you look on with me. The ikasha. 4 lines in the bottom. Ikasha, v'havya mitzvah babaver. What is the Gemara say that Rebbe Lezer admits divrei kol ein lo el demei eitzim milvad is no problem. It's docha mitzvah babaver. So first of all, if this shini reshus, if the lokeach bought it, he didn't do the aver of gzeil, it's not a mitzvah babaver. In hami zok derid, im yesh bo shini maisek, on shinish kevan shinishtana mikmosha hoya, underline those words. Those are gold. Very ridiculous line. Dr. Rid, same author as the Tosafos, right? The Piskei Rid says that Shinui Maisa, if it's Nishtana Mikemosha Hoya and Ponim Chadoshos Bo Lekan, it's Dochanaya Zach, it's a new thing. It's no different than if you steal money and you bought a sukkah. Right? That's too far removed. You stole the money. You bought a sukkah with the money, but that's not the object that you see. You stole the money. That's not a mitzvah haba baver if you're going to use the object. Because it's a panim chadoshos, it's a new object. Since it's a new object, it's not a mitzvah haba baver, you'll be able to be yotzei. What's the Piskei Rit saying? The Piskei Rit is saying, if the din of mitzvah haba baver is that if you did the avera, you created the shame chefetz davera, chefetz davera. You can't do a mitzvah with a chefetz davera. So the problem is that as long as there was no shinui, then the shame gozel is still in the chefetz. So if you stole the chefetz, then how can you use it for the mitzvah? It has a shame gozel. Even if lochem, kash of the Piskei Rit is what? That even if you kone, even if the gozel is kone, it's docha mitzvah babavera because the shame gozel is still this. You're doing a mitzvah with the chetzad averus. How can you be yotzei? This is very similar to the Rabbeinu Tam. Right? We had the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that if yush kedi is koni for the gazlan, it's still a mitzvah above avera to use the chetzad gozel as a carbon. Right? That was the Ri in the Rabbeinu Tam. The Ri said the only problem is if yush is not kona, right? If yush is not kona, so the only kin is going to be b'shas Hakdosha, so since it's b'shas ha-mitzvah, it's a mitzvah b'baver. But if Yush is kona, before the Hakdosha, before the Zman ha-mitzvah, the Ri says it's not a mitzvah b'baver. Rabbeinu Tam said, no, it's still a mitzvah b'baver. Why? So we said, Rabbeinu Tam works with Reb Chaim. He's assuming the psula mitzvah of Averis that you can't do a mitzvah with a chefetz damer, and he thinks that the shem gozel stays in the chefetz even though you've already been kona. I, we asked on the Rabbeinu Tam from our Gemara and Lamed Amud Beis, that how can the Rabbeinu Tam understand that Shinui Ma'aseh is going to help you? So we said the Rabbeinu Tam holds that Shinui Ma'aseh is different. It's a new chefetzah. It's a new chefetzah. Once it's a new chefetzah, there's no shame gozel anymore. Like the Ravid, that's what the Ravid says. There's no shame gozel. It's not a mitzvah b'aver if it's a new chefetzah. So that's mamish what the Rid says. The Rid on Lamed Aleph. If you wait a little bit, the Piskei Rid on Lamed Aleph says mamish that vort. That the Gemara in Lamed Aleph says that everyone, that even Rebbe Elazar admits that you can be yotzei besuka gzula. If we're talking about gzela of metaltalim that you did a shinui to gozal eitz mesikech b'hem, it's a fact of rid. It's dacha mitzvah b'baver. Even if you were kona, it's still a mitzvah b'baver. So he says no, shinui is different because shinui removes the shame gozal in the chefza. If it's panu chadoshes b'ol kana, it removes the shame gozal. It's not a mitzvah b'baver. So therefore, you'll be able to be yotzei. So that's exactly the Vart. The Vart and Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam are mamish working in tandem, it seems. That's the simple pshat in Rashi. That Rashi in the second approach said that even if the gazlonim can be kona v'yish, it's still a mitzvah b'avera. So what's the kasha of the Gemara? Aye, but shini ma'aseh should be good enough? The answer is Rashi understands, like the Rabbeinu Tam, that if mitzvah b'avera is a function of the cheftze d'avera, the shame cheftze d'avera, so then shinui removes the shem chavtzad avera. So therefore, it's not a mitzvah of avera anymore, and you'll be able to be yotzei. Yes, David.
When we talk about shinui ma'aseh, in order to achieve that, do you have to change the...
You don't have to do an act. It's a change that has to occur to the object. It's not you doing a ma'aseh. Shinui ma'aseh is just a phrase that's used for a shinui. If the chavtz changes, the Gemara in Bava Kamma, at the beginning of... the ninth parak talks about Hagozal Eitzim, Vasan Kalim, etc. One of the cases there is, let's say, a para, you gozal para, and it becomes pregnant. So you didn't do anything per se, right? Or if a person steals a para that's pregnant and it gives birth, there's a shinui to the para, it's different, but that's not something that you did b'maisa.
Does it have to change? Does like, the whole object have to change, like the para getting pregnant? Or you're just taking the wood and you're putting it on your sukkah, and now you're calling it, oh, that's chach now. You're saying
gozal eitzim mesikech bohem, what are you doing?
Like, it's the same wood, you're just putting it on top of the sukkah.
Isn't it a shinui shem? Not a shinui ma'aseh?
Rashi and Lamed Aleph says it's both a Shinui Ma'aseh and a Shinui Hashem. The Gemara later on, we're going to see, distinguishes between Chibro Betina as opposed to not Chibro Betina, if you attach it with cement or not. So the Gemara is assuming that even if you didn't attach it with cement, you're still doing something with it. You're making it part of a binyan, right? So there is it's not just wood, now it's part of the sukkah. It's not just a Shinui Hashem, it's a Shinui Ma'aseh. It's a shinui achozer. It's something that you can reverse, but it's still called a shinui ma'aseh. So that's why it would be enough to be kona. Gedalia.
So now that the goyim are cutting it, and then they give it over to the Jew, so that's a shinui reshus. So how does that change from being a chesed aver to not a chesed aver?
Since the Jews didn't do the aver, it's not a chesed aver klapi the Jew. That's the first vart in the Piskei Rit. If the Jew didn't do the avera, if it's not an avera biyodo, that's not a mitzvah of avera anyway. The problem with shinui ma'aseh is that the gazlan stole it. There's yush bershuso. So without a shinui ma'aseh, he's not gonna. It's still a mitzvah of avera. So shinui ma'aseh changes the object, but shinui reshus means that it's not an avera biyodo. It's someone else's avera. That's not called
chesed aver for him, but not.
It's chesed aver for him, but not for me. Yes.
If it's referring it the chesed pshat, then how can you not transfer the chesed aver status of the object? If it's in the object, why wouldn't it transfer?
We said yesterday the idea that a lekach is not allowed to buy from a gazlan. That's a din derabbanan, that you're strengthening, you're aiding and abetting the gzela. It's not a real ma'aseh gzela. You're not doing a ma'aseh gzela. That's why according to the Ritva in the second daya. He felt you could be mekel by gezalakum. If it's a real gzela, why should you be able to be mekel by gezalakum? So I think if it's not a real gzela, then the shem chetzed avera stays with the gazan, but it doesn't transfer to the one who buys it from the gazan. Yeah.
So in the first answer of the piskei avid, when he says shinui reshus, he says shinui reshus in aver biyado. He's talking about sukkah, but what is the shinui reshus by sukkah gzula?
He's saying if someone stole the sukkah. Someone sold the parts of the sukkah, and then he sold them to someone else. Right? If there's a sheni rishus after the gzela, the gazlan stole it, right? And then he sold it to someone else. So that other individual will not have that shame chefzed aver. Since it's not an aver b'yado, it's not a mitzvah of aver for him. That's the case he's talking about. The case in our Gemara is that there is no shini rishus. Gozal eitz mesikach b'hem. So the issue here is a shini Hashem, a shini maisa, not a shini rishus. That's what he says in the next part of the answer. Okay, yeah.
I don't know, how's gozal eitz? How's a shini maisa? Going back to this, but I don't. It's the same eitz. You're just now using the same chavs and using the schach.
It's in the sukkah. You're just placing it on top of the sukkah. So how's that in your ma'isa?
The object itself is the same thing as it was before.
Object is the same thing. I guess you're somehow connecting it. You're somehow you're saying schach. What is schach? Maybe we're talking about that you stole pieces of wood and then you connected them, not just for the schach but for the walls of the sukkah. You connected them. It is a shini ma'isa. It's chozer, it's reversible. You can take off whatever hooks you put on and give back the wood to the person. So it is chozer, but there is some kind of a shini that you did here. Maybe that's the pshat. Okay? I mean, the Gemara does say v'sikech bohem. What does it mean, v'sikech bohem? V'sikech bohem. Why is that a shini ma'isa? You built it into a binyan, that's not called a shini ma'isa. Apparently the Gemara is assuming it's a shini ma'isa. You built it into the binyan. I hear a kashi. You're saying you haven't done anything. You just put it onto the sukkah. Yeah, Eitan?
Rashi at the end of the Dibur Maskeh, he says that if it's not mechuber sekarka, so then he doesn't have to return the damim. And then he says, Sharilo tarach alehal lebnosa v'roti ala mitzios v'chak bezuli. So he's assuming that there's some type of a binyan here.
I understand, but Ellie's asking, what's the binyan? You just placed it on top of the sukkah. So what's that?
It can't be until you just placed on top of the sukkah.
Some kind of a binyan. There's some kind of some kind of a binyan. You're doing something to sikech b'hem. Sikech b'hem.
Cut it.
Cut it. You cut it in some way, I hear. You cut it in some way. You can still, it's a shini achoza though, you can return it to the bailim. Maybe the bailim can still use it, even though it's cut, but it can still be used. It's not like it's not usable. It's still usable even though it's cut for the sukkah. So maybe there is some kind of cutting that's occurring over here. To place it on top of the wood and then you'll put the schat, like we do. We have beams, support beams. Maybe there is some kind of cutting. Okay. So the Gemara, it continues. Look, the Yehuda Shini Ma'isa Zog the Gemara Kasav Lulav Ein Tzarech Eged Him Tim Tzilam Lulav Tzarech Eged Shini Hachoz Lebi Yosu V'Shini Hachoz Lebi Yosu Lo Shmei Shinu. Look, the Yehuda Shini Hashem the Meikar Avalei Osu V'Ashto Oshana Meikar Nami Lo Osu Oshana Karule. The Gemara is a give and take, right? Two options that the Avankri can do, Bikonu B'Shini Ma'isa Bikonu B'Shini Hashem. So first the Gemara asks, "Lagniu b'shini ma'isa kasav lulav and tzarich eged." What was the shini ma'isa we were talking about? To be ma'aged the lulav with the hadasim and the aravas. To be ma'aged the lulav. That's called a shini ma'isa also. Well, that's a shini ma'isa. The shini ma'isa in the lulav in the hadasim. What's the shini ma'isa there? That you put the eged around. The eged is not the hadasim, right? So still, you're not changing the hadasim. You see, a shini ma'isa means to create a chefza with this item is also called a shini ma'isa, even if you're not actually changing the item. It seems pretty mefurish in the Gemara. So what does the Gemara say? It's a shinui hachoze. It's reversible. A shini hachoze lebriyoso is lo shmei shinu. Comes the Rashash and asks the Kasha. He says, I don't understand. Gemara says, the reason why it's not a shini ma'isa is because lulav ein tzarech eged. Lulav ein tzarech eged. Even if you hold lulav ein tzarech eged, like the chachamim, but we know that it's a mitzvah la'ogdo. The chatchila is a keli vanveu. It's a mitzvah la'chatchila to be ma'agid the lulav anyway. So let's say we're talking about a case that you were ma'agid the lulav. Why does the Gemara say it's not a shini ma'isa lamanda amar lulav ein tzarech eged? Even lamanda amar lulav ein tzarech eged is a mitzvah la'ogdo, so it should still be called a shini ma'isa. If you did do the eged, it'd be a shini ma'isa. And mistama, you're going to do that because it's a hidden mitzvah. So what's the Gemara saying that lulav ein tzarech eged? What's the terence? Maritzchius wants to say that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim disagree. Even if you hold that it's a mitzvah lagod es halulav, the eged of the lulav will have a separate halacha lulav tzarech eged and lamanda amar lulav ein tzarech eged. It's not the same din eged. What's the difference? It's all good. It's all good, right? Maritzchius says no. Where's the Maritzchius? He went off lamed. Yeshlomer says the ikar ha'igud ain't a ma'isa klal. She nechshav shinui al yidei ze. Rak al yidei ha'mitzvah mechshav ma'isa. Kodem laze lo ha'yu roi le'mitzvah va'ata roi le'mitzvah. Why is the ege considered a shinui ma'isa? What have you done? You really haven't done anything. No, you've created now a chefza that's roi le'mitzvah. That's why it's called a shinui ma'isa. It's roi le'mitzvah. Before it wasn't roi le'mitzvah, now it is roi le'mitzvah. He says that's the difference. Right, because then what happens? The mitzvah is mesayeya to the kinyan. Right, if you're making something that's roi lemitzvah, that's called a shini maisa. So he says that's the chiluk. If you hold that lulav tzarech eged, so then it's not roi lemitzvah without the eged. So then it's called a shini maisa if you're ma'aged. If you hold like the chachamim de Rebbe Yehuda that lulav zayn tzarech eged, even though it's mitzvah la'ogdo, it's a mitzvah to be ma'aged, but you don't need the eged to make it roi lemitzvah. So the eged is the eged then is not considered significant. Eged is not significant. If it makes it royal mitzvah, then the eged is significant. It's a mitzvah. There is a change over here. It makes it royal mitzvah. The chefza wasn't royal mitzvah before. So that's called the shini mitzvah. It's called the shini mitzvah. But according to the chachamim, it's a din lechatchila, but it's not ma'akev in the mitzvah. It was royal mitzvah beforehand. So that's not going to be called the shini mitzvah. So that too indicates that in the case of schach, what you're taking the eitzim, you're misakech b'hem. So what are you doing? You're making it roi lemitzvah. Now the eitzim are different eitzim. They're not just wood, but it's part of a binyan. So somehow that's called a shini maisa. Even if you're not actually changing the chefza, that's called a shini maisa. And that'll be able to be kone. It'll remove the mitzvah b'aver problem. Okay. Let's go back then. So what does the Gemara answer? Gemara says, L'kniyo b'shini maisa. Let's say you hold lulav tzarech eged, L'kniyo b'shini maisa. Shini hachoza l'b'yosahu, v'shini hachoza l'b'yosah lo shmei shini. A shini hachoza, reversible shini, is not considered a shini, it's not going to be kon. Says Tosus, "V'afagav the koni midrabbanan, the Yitzbereisha goes okama. Even though a shini achoz lebiyosu really is koni midrabbanan, it is kone. It's not kone minatar, but it's kone midrabbanan. Why is it kone midrabbanan? Why is a shini achoz a kone midrabbanan? If it's achoz lebiyosu, it's not a shini. So why is it kone? Two words. Why is it kone? Takonas hashavim, right? It's chozes. So the chachamim." You really should be mechuyev to be machzir. So the Chachamim said that you don't have to be machzir. Takonas Hashav, they want people to pay, right? With the Rabbanan, they said it is kona, and he doesn't have to return it. Once there's a shin, he doesn't have to return the object. We treat it like it's not kain shagazal, and then he can just pay dam. That's it in the Rabbanan. Like the Gemara says, begozal eitzim meshufan can go nesarim vasan kalim. Let's say you steal eitzim that are completely smooth, and you made kalim out of them. So you can be machzir the kelim, you can take it apart. Kevin the midaraisa. So afagav the koni midarabonon. You kona midarabonon. Shine achozer is kona midarabonon. Like we have in Bava Kamma. Right, that mission in Bava Kamma talks about all cases of shina. So the Gemara says that a shine achozer is kona midarabonon. A shine shine achozer is even kona minatar. Goes alight to my son, Kalim, Sam, my son, Begodim, Shalim, Kishas, Hagzela. Goes alight to my son, Kalim. You did a shinoi, so you're only chayev betashlum, and you're not chayev to return the object anymore, Rashi says. Ain chayev lahazelo dum, lahazelo Kalim, the koni b'shinoi. You don't have to return the Kalim, only the dum, because you're koni b'shinoi. So Zog the Gemara, Amri, Eitzim, my son, Kalim, in, but shifun lo. Tzem v'asam begodim in livnan lo. Reminhi gozal etzem v'shifan avonim v'sitzan tzem v'livnan pishtan v'niko m'shalam k'shas ha'gzela. From the Mishnah it sounds like gozal etzem v'asam kelim shalam k'shas ha'gzela. It sounds like you're kone b'shinu. From the Braisa, it sounds like gozel eitzim v'shifon. You steal the eitzim and you, right, you chisel them, you saw, you smooth them out, you smooth them out, then you're going to be kone b'shinui. So which one is it? Amar Abaye, tana didan, tana shinu d'rabbana, d'hadra, v'chol shken shinu d'araisa, d'lo hadra, right? That's not going to be hadra. That, the tana didan, the tana of Mishnah, eitzim asan kelim, is talking about a shinu hachozim. Eitzim asan kelim, be'eitzim eshufin. We're talking about eitzim that are smooth. Who my ninu nesarim, their beams, the shinu d'hadra l'briyasahu, it's a shinu hachozim l'briyasahu. Dibay mashlif luhu, you can take it back. So that's only a shinui derabbanan. The kolshken shinui deraisa. The braisa is talking about a shinui deraisa where gozel eitzim v'shifon. You stole the eitzim and then you smooth them out. So smoothing them out, that's mamish a shinui. It's not choza. You can't bring it back to its original. It's better than its original, but you can't bring it back to the original either. That's a shinui deraisa. A shinui hachoza is a shinui derabbanan. A shinui sheino choza is a shinui deraisa. So these are two examples, right? If it's chozer, it's a shini derabbanan, it's kon on a derabbanan level. If it's eino chozer, it's kon on a deraisa level. So frek taisvis, how can the Gemara say that a shini hachozer lo shmei shinu? It sounds like shini ma'is is not going to be kona. It's kona midirabbanan. It's kona midirabbanan. A shini hachozer lebiyasa is kona midirabbanan. So why does the Gemara say it's going to be a problem? Even if it's a shini achoz, it's kone midrabanan, so that should be enough. Sometimes it's not. Kevin the midraisa lo kani lo nafik hacha. What are we talking about? Lulav. We need lochem. It's yom tefrishim. We need lochem. It has to belong to you. So even if shini achoz lo b'yotze is kone midrabanan, since minat Torah, it's not going to be kone. You can't be yotze. The din of dalid minim on yom tefrishim. It's not lochem minat Torah, so therefore you can't be yotze, says Tais. Kinyan derabbanan is not enough, says Taisvus. This is lochem. This is netilas lulav minat Torah on Yom Tov Rishon. You have to own it minat Torah in order to be able to be yotzei. So you're not kona minat Torah, then you're not going to be able to be yotzei. Miu says Taisvus mehahi savta, from the case of the grandmother of the older lady. From the Gemara and daflam and aleph, it sounds like you are going to be kona. Even though you're only kona mitam takonas meirish, takonas hashavim, the takona of the beam. The Chazal say you don't have to take down your home to give back the beam. What's that Gemara? Gemara assumes that what? That you could be yotzei. You could be yotzei. It's called lochem. You could be yotzei even if you're only kona mitakonas meirish. That's the hemshach of the Gemara that we saw before. Gemara says, "Gozal eitzim v'sikar b'chem divrei kol ein lo ela demei eitzim bilvad." Everyone holds that ein lo ela demei eitzim. You can be yotzei with that sukkah. The Gemara tells a story. Ha'i savta da soy lekami de Rav Nachman. Amr le reish galusa v'kula rabbanu devei reish galusa v'sukkah gezula havu yasvi. This older lady came before Rav Nachman and said, "They're all sitting in a sukkah gezula. What sukkah gezula? Who sukkah gezula?" They stole her wood. Gozlu mimena abderesh galusa eitzim v'sikchu b'hem. It was the namish in this case. Gozlu eitzim v'sikchu b'hem. They stole the safta's wood. They stole the older lady's wood. So she was complaining that they're sitting b'sukkah gzula. And even the chachamim hold that you can't be yotze b'sukkah gzula if it's metoteles. If you steal metaltlim, you can't be yotze. They hold karka in an exelis. A sukzula of karka as a din sh'ula. But you still eitzim, and you make you seek eich bohem, then you're not going to be yotzei with that, even according to the Chachamim. Yeah, so tzavcha v'lo ashkech ba Rav Nachman. See, she kept on shrying, Rav Nachman ignored her. So Amar lei, itza dahava lelavu atlas mea v'tamni sri avdi tzavcha kamaycha v'lo ashkech isaba. What, this woman who's father, whose ancestor Avraham Avinu had 318 servants, Eliezer, right? 318. Say Avraham Avinu had 318 avodim that he took out to war with him. So she cries before you, don't say anything. It's interesting, sichas musar, right? So Amalahu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman didn't say to her. He said to his talmidim, Pi'isa hida. She's a complainer, meaning she's talking a lot. But ein la ella demei eitzim bilvad. It's not that he wasn't sensitive to her, but there was nothing he could do. That's the halacha. So he told the Talmidim, she has tainus, but the reality is that tainus are not halachic tainus. She's complaining. The reality is she only gets me eitzim. That means the Rabbonon will kona the eitzim. The Rabbonon will kona the eitzim. It's not a sukkah zula, and therefore you could be yotzi with that sukkah. So Zok Tosfos, they kona the eitzim. With the Rabbonon kona the eitzim. It's doch a shinoi hachoza. Right, it's a shina chosen lebriyasa. So the kona mid rabbanim in a Torah they're not kona. So how can it work? Even the chachamim the Rebbe Lezer hold that a sukkah gezula, sukkah hamitul teles hagezula, sukkah berosh avol, sukkah berosh berosh asfina, gozalites mesikach bohem. That's all gezel metaltlem. Even the chachamim that's called a sukkah gezula. So what's the Gemara talking about? Gemara says that the kona ve'en lehem melatmei etzim mid rabbanim they're kona. So how can they be yotzei with that kind of a sukkah? Says Taisus, it sounds like from that sugya that even if they're kona only midirabonan, mitam takonas meirish, takonas hashavim, that's enough to say that it's lochem. That's enough to say that it's not gzula. It's enough to say it's not gzula. L'cholim u'ute gzula, it's not called gzula anymore. So it's a stira to our sugya. Our sugya assumes that if it's only a shinei hachozer, that's not enough to be yotze with lulu. It's not called lochem. And yet the Gemara later on says that even if it's a shini hachozer and only midrabonon you're going to be kona, that's enough to take away the shame gozel. It's doch hastira. Eliyesh the Tari, it says Taisus, Osim Shim Takonas Hashovim, the Hoch of Agudos Lulav Baalma, Loshaya Takonas Hashovim, the Nokola Hatir Agudo. There there's a Takonas Hashovim, says Taisus, but the Aguda of the Lulav, Takonas Hashovim, not Shaykh. What's Taisus answering? What do you think? What's the Tari's of Taisus? What do you think? There is a takanas hashavim. Good. Midrabanan is kone. Here, bagudas halulav lo shayach takanas hashavim. Therefore, what? What do you think? Chor, what Tosus is saying, he's saying a different teretz than his first teretz. Tosus started with a kash. Right? He didn't save him. Toima v'teima, but v'yafal gav is an underlying question, right? You kone midrabanan. The Gemara says that shinei chozel lebriyasu is lo shmei shinu. It doesn't work to make you be kone. It's effect Tosus midrabanan you kone. So why is it not a good enough shinu? So his first answer is, yeah, midrabbanan yakonim in atara, you're not. To make it lochem, you need a kinyan daraisa. Kinyan daraisa is not going to make it lochem on a daraisa level. What's his second teretz? His second teretz is that really a kinyan daraisa would have been enough. And the assumption of Taisa's second teretz is that really a kinyan daraisa would have been enough. The problem over here is that you don't even have a kinyan daraisa. His answer to his original kash of Yavagav the Koni Midrabanan is no. Here you're not Kona Midrabanan. This is a Shini Hachozer with no Kenyan. Why? Because the only reason why you're Kona B'Shini Hachozer is Mishum Takonas Hashovim. Here there's no Takonas Hashovim. Because what's the big deal? To undo the Eged? It's not a big deal to do that. So we don't have to make a Takonas Hashovim over here. By Gozal Eitzim, Mesikech Bohem, that is a big deal. It is a big deal. It's a harder thing, right? But just to undo the aguda, what's an aguda? You know, most people don't even make a kesher agabi kesher. They just tie it around and they stick it in. So just pull it out and undo it. It takes a second. To take the eitzim off the schach, put eitzim on the schach. It takes time. It takes time. It's complicated. It takes more time. It takes effort. So Zok Tosfos, there's a takanas hashavim. There's a kinyan d'rabbanan. Maybe taka kinyan d'rabbanan will work to remove the shame gozel. But here there isn't even a kinyan d'rabbanan. When the Gemara says that a shinei hachozer is not called a shinei, here means a shinei hachozer. Here there's no kinyan b'chalal, not even midrabbanan, because it's so easy to be matir the eged of the lulav that Chazal would not make a takanas hashavim, and that's why it's not going to work to make it lochem. The second teretz of Tosfos, Nach Nefraim is medayik from the second teretz in Tosfos. The Tosfos really holds that a kinyan d'rabbanan would work, even where you need a chalos kinyan d'araisa. A kinyan d'rabbanan might be enough. Might be enough. The problem over here is there isn't even a kinyan d'rabbanan, because the kinyan d'rabbanan is only based on takanas hashavim, and here Chazal will not be misakin takanas hashavim, because it's so easy just to be makir the eged that they don't feel the need to make a takanas hashavim. Nachman Ephraim quotes from his Rebbe. K'medum li shishamati mimori zashay omer shagami divi ha-toysvis l'vagozol nirid disfiru le da'avagad lo kono elo midrabanon yotze yidei chavoso daraisa. that from Tosis it's mashma that even if you only have a kinyan d'rabbanan, you can be yotzi a mitzvah d'araisa. Even though in the beginning of the Dibur Maaschal Tosis did not understand like that, after that they were chozubo, they retracted. If you ma'ayin in the Tosis, you'll realize what I'm talking about, says the Machan Ephraim. So what's the Machan Ephraim referring to? Exactly what we said, that the second point of Tosis is a new teretz. He's not leaving it with the first teretz, but just answering the kasha from the Safta. The kasha of the Safta is saying something different. It's a different approach. It's saying that a kinyan d'rabbanan is enough, even if you need a chalos kinyan d'araisa. The problem over here is that there isn't even a kinyan d'rabbanan, because here the shinui hachozer is so easy to be machzir that the chazal wouldn't make a takanas hashavim. So here there's no kinyan d'rabbanan either. So that's why it's not going to work. It's not going to work to make it lochem. It's not going to work to enable it to be yotzei. Questions. Okay, well, clearly emerges this two deis and taisis right over here. Whether a kinyan d'rabbanan is sufficient if you need a chalos kinyan d'araisa. For some reason, we're talking about a mitzvah d'araisa, an inyan d'araisa, and you need a chalos kinyan d'araisa. So, do you say that a kinyan d'rabbanan, there are certain kinyanim chazal made? Chazal masakin certain kinyanim. Lemoshel, there's a discussion 2 days in Tosfos with the Kenyan Agav is Drabonan or a Daraisa. Shaila steers between Tosfos and Baba Kama and Tosfos and Kiddushin. There are Kenyanim Drabonan, different Kenyanim and Chazal and Masakin. So, let's say a person does a Kenyan Drabonan. There are certain people who are Konim and Drabonan. In Atara, they don't have a Kenyan. Let's say there's a Kenyan Drabonan that occurs. Agav, maybe. Maimit Shloshtan is a good example. Maimit Shloshtan. That you have the three people there. Let's say a person has a pikadon. Reuven gives a pikadon to Shimon. And then Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are all sitting at a kiddush. And Reuven says to Shimon, pikadon sheyesh l'biyadcha, teneu lo l'ploni. He says, give it to Levi. He says, you have a pikadon of mine. I want you to give it to Levi. So the Gemara in Gittin at the end of the first parak says, the chazal misakin atakonas a takon of maimit shloshtan, takonas hashuk, not a takonas hashuk, but a takonas hashuk, maimit shloshtan, to make it easy to buy and sell. They say that if you tell the nifgad to give the pikadon, maybe halvo as well, you tell the lova to give the milva, to give the money, to pay it back to the third guy, he's kone now. If he said it by maimit shloshtan, you say it in front of the three people, all three people are there, he's kone. Where's the Maisikin? Who Maisikin? Minatari, you're not calling me the Rabbanan. You're calling it the Takana the Rabbanan. So does that work to create a Chalos Kinyan Daraisa? Minatari, we say it belongs to you? Or do we say, no, the Rabbanan it belongs to you. Minatari doesn't belong to you. L'chor, that's 2 days in Taisis. The first day in Taisis is saying that if it's not Minatari belonging to you, then it's not Lochem. It's not going to work for Lulav. And the second day is saying, no, even if it's only Kona Midr Rabbanan, that would have been enough. Problem is, there is no Kinyan, even Midr Rabbanan in this case. And that's the problem. So this Shaila, we have to understand what these Shittas are based on. Right? How does this work exactly? This Shaila is an old Shaila in the Rishonim. This question as to whether a Kinyan D'Rabbanan can work to create a Chalos Kinyan D'Araisa. Where does it come up? Probably the most famous place where it comes up is about Lulav. Not this case of Lulav Daf Lamed, but rather to give a Lulav to a Kotan on the first day of Yom Tov. That's the most famous case, probably, where this Sugya comes up. That's in the fourth parak, right? We don't have to wait for June to do this sugya. We can do it now. Right, we'll see other sugyas in the fourth parak. The Gemara quotes Reb Zeira on that Mem Zayin and Beis. Amar Reb Zeira, Lo likni inish hoshana liyinuka biyama tova kama. My time at the yinuka mikna kani aknuya lamakni v'shtaka to konafi belulav shena shalom. Reb Zeira says the age-old halacha. He says, don't give your lulav on the first day of Yom Tov to a cotton. You're a gadol, you have your lulav in Esrog, don't give it to the cotton on the first day of Yom Tov before you've been yotze. Why? Yenuka mikna kani aknuye lo makni. The cotton can be makne to others. The cotton can be kone, but he can't be makne. I've told you, I was just trying to see. The cotton can be kaina, can't be makna. Mikna koni aknuye lo makni. Got that straight? He's kona, but he can't be makna to others, so it'll turn out that the godol is going to be yotze b'luv sheno shalo. If he didn't take the luv and esu before he gives it to the katan, then it's not going to be shalo for him later. That's what Reb Zeira says. So the Rishonim will try to figure out what's going on over here. Katan is kona min ha-Torah. Chori is not kona min ha-Torah either. What's the problem? The godol is kona min ha-Torah from the salesman, Erev Yom Tov. And he goes to the shuk, he buys his luv and esu, he's all happy. But he got a great deal. So he has a kinyan d'orais in the luluv and esu. The chor of the katan is konim midrabbanan. So what's the problem? I can give it to the katan. Midrabbanan he'll be konim. Midrabbanan he can give it back to me, maybe. Right? But it doesn't matter on a d'orais level, it's mine anyway. Right? I haven't lost any by this, so what could be the problem? That's the Mishnah in Gittin. The Mishnah in Gittin says that a katan doesn't have a kinyan d'orais. Mitzias cheresh out of a katan. What's the din? If a katan finds something, it's a kinyan mipnei darkei shalom. It's a din derabbanan, a kinyan derabbanan. Mishnah gitna daf nun tesam et beis. Mitzias cheresh out of a katan yesh b'ha mishum gezel mipnei darkei shalom. Rabbi Yossi omer gezel gomer. The Gemara explains even Rabbi Yossi there doesn't say gezel gomer daraisa. He says gezel gomer mi divrei. Shaila is what level of a derabbanan is this? Is it gezel mipnei darkei shalom or is it a gezel gomer derabbanan? What's enough gamina? It's the rabbanan anyway. So the Gemara says, "Lo tzio b'dayanim." Can you demand it from in Bezdin? Daka shalom means that you shouldn't take it from him, but he can't demand it back in Bezdin. Rabbi Yossi says, "Gezel gomer midivrem." You can even demand it in Bezdin, but it's the rabbanan. The rabbanan is the rabbanan for our purposes. There's no difference. So what's Reb Zeira saying? You shouldn't be makna aluv and esrog to the katan before you've been yotzi yourself. What could be the problem? He doesn't have a kinyan daraisa. So what could be the problem? Comes Tosis in Sanhedrin of all places. Tosis in Sanhedrin and Daf Samachesim obeys and says, not so fast. You think a katan only has a kinyan derabbanan? A katan has a kinyan derabbanan if he's the only one involved. Mitzias cheresh out of a katan, yeah. Katan picks it up himself. Katan picks it up himself and he only has a kinyan derabbanan. There was no gadol involved in that kinyan. But let's say a gadol is involved in the kinyan. How? What, he's helping him pick it up? No. Let's say the gadol is makna to the katan. Das acheres makna. Let's say there's another individual who's being makna to the katan. There's Tosis in Sanhedrin. Maybe in that case, the kinyan is a kinyan daraisa for the katan. Collect this item. Right? That a katan could have a kinyan daraisa. The chiddush is that if the katan is not being kona by himself, but someone else is helping him, then that will create a kinyan daraisa for the katan. Just like a snippet from Tosis. You could spend the whole 3 days on this Tosis here. This is a very important Tosis. Geirus, Gekotan, Apilonos, Aldas, but a whole sugya here. There's a lot here. This Tosis talks all about Zechiah by Katan. But this is this is one of the major yesodis of this Tosis. That even if a Katan only has a kinyan d'rabbanan, but if that's the Chayes Makno, so then he's Kona Min HaTorah as well. The Hashta Zak Tosis Nicha Da'amar Bepek Lulavarava Lo Likni Yinish Luliva Linuka Dinuka Mikta Kani Aknuy Lamakni. Based on this, you can explain the Gemara. The Mikta Kani Afila Midaraisa the Al Yedei Das Lacheres Maknos and Zoche Midaraisa Lacherim the Rav Asi the Gittin Ula Atzma Lukulei Alma. Okay, that's a complication. But Mikta Kani Midaraisa through the Asacheres Makna says Tais. Through the Asacheres Makna he can be Kone Minatora. For other people, for himself, but he can be Kone Minatora. That's Tais in Sanhedrin. And that seems to be the way the Rambam learns as well. The Lecha Mishnah is Medayik from the Rambam in Hilchos Luluf, the Perek Ches. The Rambam Perek Ches Halacha Yud. Ein Adam Yoytzei B'yam Tevrishon Shal Chag Lulava Shal Chaveo Sheyishalenu Mimeno Achi Yidnan Lov Matana. We know this Halacha. L'kachdan Lachem B'yam Arishon, it's got to be Lachem. It can't be Shol. Nosna lo amanas lachzira. Let's say he gives him matamanas lachzir. I raise a yotze, but yidechavos, so machzira. So then that works. Matamanas lachzir works. Says the Rambam, ve'nosna nosa lakotan. don't give it to a katan beyom tefrisha, meaning before you've been yotzi yourself. Shakatan kone ve'eno makne lacherim min haTorah. V'nimtza shemechziru lo eino chozeh. What does the Rambam say? Hakatan kone ve'eno makne lacherim min haTorah. He leaves out a word. He really means Hakatan kone min haTorah ve'eno makne lacherim min haTorah. He just puts it all together. Kone ve'eno makne lacherim min haTorah. V'nimtza shemechziru lo eino chozeh. That min haTorah, the katan is going to be able to be kone, but he's not makna min haTorah back to the gadol. The nimtza, that the gadol, even if the katan gives it back, it's eino chozes. He's not going to be yotze belulav shalom. Zok to lechem ishes beforish in the Rambam like that. Min haTorah, the katan can be kone. He says it beforish. How can the katan be kone min haTorah? He only has a kinyan derabbanan mitzias chereshot v'katan. His gezel in the darker shalom. It's derabbanan. Dr. Lechem Mishnah, the Rambam must hold that Dasacheres Maknos on Shiny. He must hold like this, like those in Sanhedrin, that Dasacheres Maknos on Shiny. If you have Dasacheres Maknos, so you have a Godel being Makna to the Koton, then even Min haTorah, the Koton can be Kone. Who disagrees with the Rambam and Tosis in Sanhedrin? Anyone? Who? The Ritva. The Ritva does disagree. There's someone else who disagrees as well. Okay, let's first the Ritva. The Ritva definitely disagrees. It's a cryptic Ritva. You got to read it very carefully. What does the Ritva say? The Ritva daf mem vav amed beis. Afilu ledivrei haomer dischias de katan do dischia de katan midrabbanan ikashiyesh dasacheres makno. So even according to those who say that Dasacheres Makna will not give a katan a kinyan deraisa, it's still only midrabbanan. Right? Still only midrabbanan. Mikol makom zechia derabbanan zechia gemuri. The hefker bez and hefker. Says the Ritva, even if you assume that Dasacheres Makna so is only going to be makta to the katan midrabbanan, Kol mokom a zechia de rabbanan is a zechia gemura. He says, the hefker bezdin hefker. Kevin de lo yod alak nuye nimtza halo yotze belulav sheno shalo afled in Torah. That's the Ritva statement. That even if you'll say that das acheres makna doesn't help to create a kinyan daraisa, asma, it's still a zechia gemura. He says, still a zechia gemura. Mid rabbanan, it's a zechia gemura. Hefker bezdin hefker. If midrabbanan it's a zechia gemura, then the gadol is not going to be yotzei. Katan has a zechia gemura midrabbanan, so now if he gives it back to the gadol is not going to get it back completely. So the gadol is not going to be able to be yotzei his mitzvah. That's how the Ritva is learning. He's not learning that min haTorah the katan is kone b'das acheres makne. He's saying even if you say that there is no kinyan d'araisa with das acheres makne for the katan, still only midrabbanan. Aval b'kein, it's a zechia gemura. What's meant to zechia gemura? It's not a zechia gemura. It's a zechia d'rabbana. What's he talking about? It's not a zechia d'araisa. How's it a zechia gemura? What does he mean? Help me. What does he mean? Enough to what? Why? What does it mean? That is, it's a zechia gemura d'rabbana, and that creates a chalos kinyan d'araisa. Apparently, right? It'll make it ein lachem for the gadol, even though it's just a kinyan d'rabbana. It's a zechia gemura. The Ritva apparently is learning that if midrabbanan the katan has a kinyan, he'll be motzi it from the rishus of the gadol min haTorah. Drabbanan, the raisa. What is it? Which one is it? It's both. Right? It starts off as a drabbanan, but that kinyan drabbanan somehow can shaf a chalos kinyan daraisa. That's what he seems to be assuming. Because if not, what's he talking about? If it's nikta midrabbanan to the katan, so what? Min haTorah, it still belongs to the gadol. He's saying, no, nikta midrabbanan is a zechia gemura, and then if he gives it back to the gadol is not going to get it on a derais level, it's not going to be lochem. It's not just the Ritva. The emes is even before the Ritva. Before I get to the questions. Even before the Ritva, someone else said this. Who said this?
Rashi.
Oh, Rashi. Eitan, Yivaldi. Exactly. Rashi on the sugya said this. You have to read the Gemara with Rashi. You figure out the Rashi. And before you look at the Ritva, you look at the Rashi, you say to yourself, what's going on over here? Lo likni yinish hoshana liyanuka matonachi yetzibahu. Why? Because the Yanukas Mikta Kani, says Rashi, Mevavam Abeis, Mikta Kani, the Rabbanan Tokinu Le Zechiyo Lenafshe. The Rabbanan, the Chachamim HaMesaken Zechiyo Lenafshe for the Kadon, Aknuye Lo Makni, but he can't be Makni back to the Gadol. What does one have to do with the other? The Chazal HaMesaken Akinin Drabbanan, so what? But Minatorah still belongs to the Gadol, so why do you need him to be Makni back to the Gadol? Just give it back to him. It still belongs to the Gadol. What's Rashi talking about? Rashi and the Ritva seem to be working in tandem. Rashi is assuming, like the Ritva, that even though it's only a Kinyan Drabbanan and a Chazal HaMesaken for the Katan, but it's that's called a Zechiyah Gemura. It's called a Zechiyah Gemura. Zechiyah Gemura L'chor means it's a Zechiyah Gemura to create a Chalos Daraisa. And once there's a Chalos Kinyan Daraisa for the Katan, so then the Gadol doesn't own it anymore, and the Katan can't give it back to the Gadol, so therefore, Nafik Balulav Sheino Shalom. That's L'chor the problem. This Shaila, Tosfos and the Rambam on the one hand, the Ritva and Rashi on the other, they seem to be arguing about this very point, the two days in our Tosfos, whether a Kinyan Derabbanan can create a Chalos Kinyan Deraisa. According to the Ritva and Rashi, even though the Kinyan of a Katan, even with Nasa Cheres Mak, there's only a Kinyan Derabbanan, but that removes it from the bailus of the godless, no lo velochem, and that's why the godless is not going to be yotze, belulav shalom. That's l'chor, what they're saying, that a kinyan drabbanan can shafa chalos kinyan daraisa. Of course, we're going to have to understand how that works. But that's what they're saying. A kinyan drabbanan can create a chalos kinyan daraisa, and that's why there's going to be a problem if the godless gives it to the katan. Yeshua.
Are they saying like a positive for the katan, that he could be koneh d'shan his own? Or is like a negative from the godless that he won't be able to go back? Because if they're saying it's a negative for the godless,
I think they're saying that once there's a kinyan drabbanan for the katan, then he can be yotze even on a daraisa level. He will get it minatora. He had the takana of the kinyan for the katan was only a takana drabbanan, but once he owns it midrabbanan, then we treat it as if he owns it minatora. Since on yom tov rishon you need a kinyan daraisa in order to be yotze the mitzvah. So that kinyan derabbanan, can somehow create that kinyan derabbanan? It'll be lochem for the katan, but lochem for the katan is no longer lochem for the gadol. So that's why it's not going to work. He doesn't have the ability to be maknet back to the gadol. That he doesn't have the ability to. Chazal were only masakin a kinyan for the katan. He doesn't have the ability to be maknet. Maknet is a greater koach. So that he doesn't have. So that's why the gadol is not going to get it back on the derisa level. Kiva, so you had a hint.
How could a derabbanan create a chalos?
Wait and see. We have some magic we're going to play.
Is there another example of something like that?
Yeah, sure. The Ritva told us how it creates it. I'm just, you know, I'm not... Right? He has a few words there that we read a couple of times. Right? He says something. What does he say? Which principle does he invoke? Hefka Bezdin Hefka. Oh, that's a mouthful. Right, we're going to have to take time just to understand what that means. So we have to apply. Maybe Hefka Bezdin Hefka is the principle that's going to transform Drabbanan into Daraisa.
I was saying, like, in terms of a chalos.
That's what Hefka Bezdin Hefka might do.
They remove something. I was asking for something that creates.
Well, just one second. I keep jumping. Is that only removing? Hefka Bezdin Hefka means to be mafkir? I don't want to say too much. Okay, that's the whole issue. We have to understand what the nature of Hefka Bezdin Hefka is. How does it work? How does it apply in this case? Yes.
Does it matter if the katan is konat midoraisa? Like, can even be yotze the mitzvah deraisa if you're not out, like, if you're not chayav the mitzvah deraisa, then why does it need to be, why does it matter?
No, the problem is that if every kinyan derabbanan really creates a chalos kinyan deraisa, meaning the chachamim, look, to be yotze chinuch, right, to be yotze chinuch, so he has to have the lulav in the same way as the gadol. Just like we talked about, way back, right? The Ravon and the Mordechai, remember? That's the Ravon and the Mordechai on the Gemara and the Mem Vav Amid Beis, Reb Seira, right here. Right? So it all comes full circle, right? Can a Katan be Yotze on Yom Tov Rishon with a Lulav Shol? Remember that discussion?
Yeah.
So if you assume that a Katan can't be Yotze with a Lulav Shol, then you're saying he needs a Kinyan Daraisa. Even though he doesn't have a Kinyan Daraisa, but that's the whole point, is that if you're Makne to him, it'll be Chal Min Atar. Right? Or the Kinyan Derabbanan turns into a Kinyan Derais and he'll have it Minatari. If not, it's a Lulav Shol. It's not fully Konu to him. Right? So we need it to be Lachem for the Katan. Right? So even though he only has a kinyan de rabbana, but that's going to work to make it lachem, the same din lachem that applies to a bottle has to apply to a katan. Yeah.
Also, I could be wrong, but I think you see the ritual of the zone all that the katan needs to do the mitzvahs kigagol, like with all the.
Okay.
So I'm saying here that he's saying the same idea that because he's saying here that he's going to be konat, he's going to turn his kinyan from a de rabbana into a de raisa. He needs to be fully konat to have all the same dinim.
I hear. The Ritva says what? That if there's going to be a psul in the Chefza, there's a problem. Would he say that by Lulav Sha'ol? Oh, he says that by everything? The Ritva says that, yeah, that was the Kasha. The Ravon is against the Ritva. Right. I hear. The Ritva Lashitasa. I hear what you're trying to say. Before we understand how this works with Hefker, Bez, and Hefker, let's just take a moment and look at the Ritva in a bit more detail. I sort of pulled the wool over your eyes over here. The Ritva is trying to make a very important statement. There's a big nafkemina between these two approaches by Katan. Katan and Lulav. The Ritva says that he thinks Reb Zeira's whole klal only applies by Katan who didn't reach the age of Peutos. That's really what the Ritva is talking about. It only applies katan shelo higia la'onas ha-pe'utos. What are pe'utos? Pe'utos, the Gemara in Gittin says that Chazal made a takona, that if a katan reaches the age of pe'utos, and it's all a function of how smart the guy is, how smart the katan is. If he reached the age of pe'utos, some say 6, 7, or 8, or 9, different shiurim in the Gemara in Gittin. So then, mekcho mekachu memkro memka. Then Chazal will misaken that he has mekach u'memke. Not just mitzias chereshot of a katan. Below that age, he has mitzias chereshot of a katan. But if he gila onas ha-pe'utos, if he reached the age of pe'utos, which basically means that he's a little bit of a smarter katan, so then he has mekach u'memke as well. So says the Ritva, I think Reb Zeira's whole klal only applies to katan who did not reach the age of pe'utos, who doesn't have a mekach u'memke, who can't be makna midirabonim. He only, what? He has a kinyan derabonim. It's he has chereshot of a katan, derabonim, that works even less than pe'utos. If a 4-year-old picks up something, a 5-year-old picks up something, we may darker shalom, you're not allowed to take it away from him. So even a katan who didn't reach the age of pe'utos has a kinyan derabonim. But once he reaches the age of Pe'utos, then he has a hakna midirabbanan as well. So Dr. Ritva, I think Reb Zeira is only talking about a katan shelo higia la'onas ha-pe'utos. Why? Because if he reached the age of Pe'utos, what should be the din? If he reached the age of Pe'utos, then there's no problem over here. Because he'll be kone midirabbanan from the gadol, and he'll be makne midirabbanan back to the gadol. So just like his kinyan midirabbanan creates a chalos daraisa, his hakna midrabanan will create a chalos daraisa by the god. He'll be able to be machzir to the god. There's no problem over here. Reb Zeira is talking about if the katan didn't reach the age of pe'utos, so then he has a kinyan derabanan, and see as chereshot of a katan, but he doesn't have a hakna midrabanan. There was no takon of mekach u'memker of hakna because he's less than pe'utos. Then Reb Zeira said, don't be machzir to the katan because he'll be konim in a Torah. How? He's konim in the Rabbanan, but that kinyan Rabbanan makes it lochem in a Torah, but he can't be makne back. Chazal were not misakin hakno back to the Gadol. So he'll be konim in the Rabbanan, but he can't be makne back to the Gadol, so it'll turn out that the Gadol is not going to be yotze belulav shalom. That's the Ritva's addition. Now, of course, that addition of the Ritva is l'shitas. Because the Ritva is assuming, how does this whole thing work? It all works with the kinyan Rabbanan, but the kinyan Rabbanan is going to magically transfer into a chalos kinyan daraisa. So he says, well, it works both ways. If the kinyan derabanan of the katan turns into a kinyan daraisa, the hakna derabanan of the katan will also turn into a hakna daraisa. So once he reaches the age of pe'udos, if he has kinyan and hakna derabanan, then all the problems are solved. The hakna derabanan back to the gadol will make it shalom in a Torah. So Dafka has to be talking about a katan that's below the age of pe'udos. He has a kinyan derabanan, but not a hakna derabanan, so that's going to be the problem for the gadol. According to the Rambam, according to Tosfos and Sanhedrin, do you need such a chiluk? Does such a chiluk exist? No, it has nothing to do with this, because we're not trying to transform a kinyan derabanan into a chalos deraisa. According to the Rambam, the katan is konim in a Torah. How? Through das acheres makne also. If all you had was a kinyan derabanan, it will not create a chalos daraisa according to the Rambam. But das acheres makna changes everything, turns it into a kinyan daraisa. So das acheres makna only works to the katan, not away from the katan. The katan can't be makna min haTorah. He's not. He doesn't have das. The gadol has das. So according to the Rambam, Reb Zera could even be talking about a katan shehigia laonas hapeutos. Doesn't matter how old he is. A haknah derabbanan won't create a chalos daraisa. A kinyan derabbanan won't create a chalos daraisa. Das acheres makna also makes it daraisa. Das acheres makna also only works toward the katan, not away from the katan to the gadol. So this chiluk between higiyah la'anas ha'pahudos and lo higiyah, that only is a chiluk according to the Ritva and Rashi. Because if you're working with kinyan derabbanan transforming into a kinyan daraisa, so then that can work both ways. Right? If he reshiyaj ha'pahudos, then he has kinyan derabbanan, he has haknah derabbanan, so then it won't be a problem for the gadol. So according to the Ritva and Rashi, this is a nafkamina. Right? What type of katan is the Gemara and Daf Mem Vav talking about? According to the Ritva and Rashi, it's Dafka talking about a katan who has not reached pe'utas, who has a kinyan derabbanan but not a haknah derabbanan. Because if he had a haknah derabbanan, forget about it. It'll turn into a kinyan daraisa for the gadol, and then there's no problem. According to the Rambam, it's talking about every katan. It doesn't matter. Even if he's reached pe'utas, it doesn't matter. Because the katan has a kinyan daraisa, not because his kinyan drabana turns into a daraisa. He has a kinyan daraisa because das acheres makna so can work min haTorah. But that only works when you're makna to the katan. The katan's hakna is not going to be das acheres makna, so he doesn't have das. So that will still be a hakna drabanan, and it'll turn out that the katan is not able to be makna back to the god. Okay, so there's a major nafkamina in terms of how to learn the sugya. Which katan are we talking about? But the question comes back, how does this work? Taisus and Sanhedrin, the Rambam, that we can hear, at least a little bit. Das acheres makna so. Somehow the das of the makna can play a role, even without the das of the kone. You have a das of a makna, somehow that can strengthen things. But kinyan derabbanan can work to create a chalos daraisa. How can that be? Right. So tomorrow we have to talk about this concept of hefker bezen hefker and figure out how it's going to transform the kinyan derabbanan into a chalos kinyan daraisa.